Bosu. You're just like mechatech v'bosos. What's wrong anyway? You're just cutting the meat.
So there's no wish to be rice for anywhere. It's a chur pshita. The Rashi said mechatech v'bosos b'yamlo v'yein chiv ala b'chayv v'b'chay the might see dam. It's only this on a live person to cut. You might see dam. But yeah, the mother's dead already. It's time to cut open the stomach. They get the kid out. There's no wish to be rice for. So pshita can do it on Shabbos. So Marin says, oh my rabba, l'nitzchah, the chiddush of here is lohovi sak and derech v'shus rabim. You want to bring the knife through a shus rabim. That's the chiddush over here. That what even though you be mechal Shabbos, what you could do it to save a suffering person. If so, what's the chiddush over here? The misveika mechalil and shabbata. The min a suffering you could be mechal Shabbos. But the martinini, we learned this already. We learned that misha nofnel of mapolis. Let's say a fence of bricks fall upon somebody. Suffolk husham, suffolk and hashem. You have a suffolk whether the person is there altogether or not. Suffolk chai, suffolk mate. Even if it's there, maybe he died already. Suffolk kanani, suffolk yisoy. You have a suffolk who the person was, maybe he was a guy. Still the locher is mefach and over the gal. We're allowed to go and even to meet the mechal Shabbos to try and save the person, to dig away, take away the stones here. You get, oh, even with me, Mestam, you have to go and carry a shovel through Rosh Hashanah. You have to do some chil Shabbos, still it's mutter to do it. So you see clearly, even though it's a suffic chai, still you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. So listen, no matter the time I would have thought to say, here the trap was, you have a suffic, maybe it was a live person there. So if it was a live person, the guy was alive from before. He has a chazaka, maybe still alive right now. But over here, this kid was never alive yet. He's in the mother's stomach, and the mother died right now. So he didn't have a chazaka, maybe there's no heta to be mechal Shabbos. If Kamashmulan, yes, but since it's possible that maybe you go to save this kid, so therefore it's had to be Mechal Shabbos. For the way Rashi says, it's even a trend is Chiddush here. Even though we say Namal, most times the kid dies first. So Chiddush here is that we have a suffix, maybe it happened this time that the mother died first. It's also part of the Chiddush. That even so, you let it go and save, try and save the kid. Okay. But so what is your Shenergo? So it says, what, you'll have to have anor from a here. So the question is, v'yamai, yisuri anor ninu. We know a mace is also banor. So how could you have anor from the here of a mace? We're not shom from eglarufum that a mace is also banor. So sutrutzim. First one says, omar rav, b'yomeres, talking about avir, b'yomeres, tenu sari lebiti. Where the mother said before she died, I want to give over my here to my daughter. That's what we're talking about over here. So Morris' question, so what? Ilu omro teni yodi lebiti, if a mother would say before she dies, I want to give my hands to my daughter, me, Avila, will we give it? Like, so what? When she dies, she's also b'hano. What do I care what she said? If she said to give it or not, it's also to give it though. So Morris says, Omar Rav, 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 Nechnami. The Mishnah is talking about Be'teya Nochru. She's wearing a shetel. So wearing, like, not her own hair, but some braided hair she has on top of her. And still, time with the omro tenu, only because she said before she died, please give it to my daughter. Holo yomer, if she would not say tenu, gufu, it would also be like bottle to a regular hair, or mitzvah, and it would become also banar also. So much as that's true, avami boyle the Rabbi Yosef Bechanina, shout to Rabbi Yosef Bechanina. The boy Rabbi Yosef Bechanina. What's going to be sar noshim tzitkon yis? You have the hair of noshim tzitkon yis mao. Hoshim means a shaitan. Is it, and then they die, is it mutabana or not? The Yoma Rob says the paya nochris to me boyle. We have a suffix where the paya nochris is mutter or not. So we say now for sure the paya nochris is also. The only reason why it's mutter in our mishnah is because the mother said before she died she wants to give it to a kid. It's like leftover tzavor, it's like not bottled to a hair. But otherwise, she wouldn't have said it though if you're wearing the shape of mashmit bottled to your hair. Therefore, when you die, it should become mutabana also. So what's the shayla over here? So where it says, Kikimi boiler Rabbi Yosef Bechanina, Tetoli Besichta. So it was hanging a little bit with pegs. It's not 100% attached to the hair. There was a suffix if it's Osobano or not. But also, what we're talking about the Mechubabo was really attached to a hair. It was good attached. So therefore, time with the Yomer Tenu. Why is it Mutter the Shaitalona? Because she said before she died she wants to give it to a daughter. So she's Megala. That's like she doesn't want to become part of her body. Therefore, it's not also banor. But if she would not say give it, then gufu and echnami would be part of the body, or misasur, and then it would become also banor. that's because here it's mechubet, like really well attached. But if the sheitel is not well attached, it's only like a pegged on a little bit, that's a shailom. If when she dies, does it become asabano? That would be a good shail. Now the Gemara says, Kashulei l'Rav Nachum by Yitzchok, I v'odum yedidahem katoni. The Mishnah says that the hair of a lady is muta, and the hair of an animal is also mashma, the same type. So ma hosam gufa, just like an animal, there's no sheitel there, but now I'm talking about the hair of the animal itself. That's what's asabano. So Rav Hokinami gufa, we're also talking about the hair of the lady itself. So mashma, Mishnah is saying the hair of the lady of the mace is muta bano. That's the way Rav Nachum learns. So rather, Elo Amar Rav Nachum. Nachum sounds like this: that the zu misoso is rosso, the zu gumadinos rosso. There's a big difference. Enochanami, by it isha, it's the misa when she dies. That's what after makes it also banor. So Rashi explains it like the hair doesn't really die; the body dies, not the hair. So the hair doesn't become also banor. He taka learns that the hair of the mace is muta banor, but by behemia the shurhan is gold. What made it also banor when Bezdin Paskin Leis, that's Mechuyiv Misa? The Gemadin was Rosso. So the Gemadin was upon the whole animal. So it's not a lab doctor because it's dead. It's a Gemadin, this animal has to die. So that's what makes it also banor. Senechnami, therefore the whole thing is also, even the hair of the animal is also also. Tony Levi Kavosid Rav. Levi learned the Raya to Rav. And Tony Levi Kavosid Nachum Yitzchak. He also learned the Bryce like Nachum of Yitzchak. The Nachum was saying to be Kiddush. He learned that the hair of a lady, hair of a man, when he dies, is muta bano. So Levi found two braces. It says like this: Tony Levi kavos de Rav. I bring your raya to Rav. But that Karon here is also Tony Yishetel. So the Isha Shiyotel Horig, the Yom which he said Tenu Sarah Lebiti Meisnin. Mesa, if she stam dies, ain't Meisnin. If Nei Shemes also bano, because the Mesa is also bano. Pshita, of course. It's just explaining it that a mace is also bano. Rashi pshita the mishumachi and noisten and neshnesim also bano. Elabad okkama shenuya hamace kagoin. I learned the mace kagoin peyonochrius asurim bano. Lofi ketonin law mivnei mipnei mishum the kaboy legluya law the lab besamamish kakomari. The reason why it says it is to tell the chiddush here. So we're not talking about her own here. That's pshita is also. We were talking about her sheitel. And even a sheitel is only mutter. She speaks out clearly, give it to my daughter. But she wouldn't say that. And even the sheitel would be also. So one bride said to Rav, Tanik Avosad Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, it says, Isha Shemesev, lady dies. So it says, Nen and Bistari, let her have enough from here. Stam, Mashmani here, even her own here. Behema Shenego, Asurabano. In the Behema, it's also. Mahefresh, Ben Zelazem. Zumi sasa srasa, zuga madina srasa, like we said before. By the Isha, when she dies, it's the misa that asks her. So, like a hair doesn't die. Mashinka by the Bema, Shoaniskel, it's the gumadin that asks her. And a gumadin was on the hair also, on the whole animal. Therefore, the animal is like a sasa, but not even the hair. Yehadin alecha kol marichin. Now the Mishnah says, Ein nerchin tokos misela. Ben pashas of erchin, you're never able to give less than a seller, and v'loy yoyser achemishim seller, and never a din to give more than 50 sellers. So you never have less than a seller, and you never have more than 50. The most you have to pay in the parshas of Erechin is 50. Even though really the least amount of a person is 3 seloyim, but here we're talking about a person that's poor. If he doesn't have any, he can't afford to give more. So the only the least you can give is a seller. Okay, so the Mishnah explains, nosan seller. Let's say a person was poor at the time when he made the Erechin. And he only had a seller to his name, so he has a right to give a seller. And he gave it to Hesher, and the lady became rich. He has a nice and cool, he doesn't have a chiv to give any more, because he was already Yetzir's chayv. What's going to be Pochus miseller? First, he was so poor, he even had only Pochus. So he gave less than a seller. So he wasn't a Mekayim his chayv yet. To Hesher, then he became rich. Naisim Chamishim seller. Like if the Erechin he made was of a healthy person, or was of a person from, I think, from 20 to 50, and then you have to pay 50 shkolim, so he's going to have to pay 50 shkolim, because right now he could afford it, and what he gave before was nothing, so he has to pay 50. What's going to be hoye biyodub chomishlam? Let's say the person has 5 sloim. That's how much the person owns right now. And he made an erchin to give 50. He still only has to give 1 right now. Since he can't afford to give 50, He doesn't have to give the five that he has, it's enough to give one. The Chomer say no, niceness kulam, he has to give as much as he could afford. If he has five, he has to give all five right now. Then the Mishnah says, a nerchin pochus misela again, flo yesach mishim sela. Again, it says it over, that the least amount you give for erchin is one sela, and the most you ever have to give is 50 sela. So we'll see why he said it over again. Now the Gemara says, a nerchin pochus misela, there's never nerchin less than sela, we know how to know this from. The Siddur Pasuk says, the whole erchah choyir b'shekel ha-kodesh. Any erchin you do should be with a shekel, so we dashin that kol erchin shatum marich lo yeh pochus mishekel. Anytime you want to pay, you can't pay less than a shekel, than one sela. Like we said, even though you're poor and you can't afford more, but even though you only have less than a sela, that's nothing. You have to wait till at least you give a sela. The value a person has in his life, when he's most in the middle of his life, that's 50 shekel. Then the Mishnah says, biyod of chamisha. So the machloek at the end of the Mishnah, the person has five sloyim. And he was mechayv himself to give 50, so they have to chur the svara should be, you have to give all five of them. So what's the svara of Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir says no, you only have to give one. So Morris says my time with Rabbi Meir. Ksiv, he says the pasuk says chamishim or ksiv shekel, these two psukim. So he dashes oy chamishim or shekel, meaning either you give the way you mechayv yourself, whether it's 50 or 30 or 20, and if you have what you mechayv, you have to give that much, and if you don't have what as much as you mechayv, then the Torah says only a shekel, you don't have to give more than a shekel. That's from Meir Shita. For Abonanahu, Lechol Erchin, Shatamarich, Lo Yechusim a shekel, any Erchin you do can't be less than a shekel. The least you can give is a shekel, not more. Who the Yosha? The Enachanami, the Svar would be, Heicho the Yislei, when you do have more, like here, you have five shkolim, is omakor, the pasuk says, ashatasik yad hanoider. As much as you could afford, you have to give a rayod masegis. And therefore, you could afford to give five shkolim. About you have to give five shkolim. So that makes a lot of sense according to Rabbanan. But the more of Rabbanan, what do you do with this pasuk? Hahu yad hanoider, for lo yad hanidur, hu diyosa. That comes to teach us the Yad HaNoider and not the Yad HaNider. Rashi says Yad HaNoider means She'oni She'erech Es Osher. If an Oni was gave an Erechin according to a rich person, so nois an Erech Oni, we don't go bust the person you took it upon yourself, but you go bust to you. That's what the post says. His Tegiyot means upon what you could afford. For Abonim say, Lab Mele Shamin, don't we hear from this anyway? Even though you mechayv yourself to give 50 shkolim, if you could only afford 4 or 5, so avad, you don't have to pay 5, 50. But how much do you have to? That's what Rabbanan Svar says, as much as you could afford. If you could afford 4 right now or 5, you have to give that much. That's the machlokes remain Rabbanan Hayadash in his posik, ashatasig yad. Omer avada barava. What's going to be? Hoyu biyodav chomis sloyim. Somebody owns. Somebody has five sloyim. For Yomani, it sounds like this. Erpi alai. He's mechayv himself to give his value. What's his value? Is 50 shkolim. V'chozav biyom erpi alai. He says a second time. Erpi alai. So what does he have to do? So he has two chiyuvim to pay, and he can't afford 50. He only has five. Now what's going to be now? V'nosan arbol ishniya. He pays up 4 of his shkolim he has for the second chayv. The yechud rishayne, and the fifth one he gives for the first chayv. The locher is yotzi deshtayim. Even according to Rabbanin, you mekayim yechayv. My time, what's the reason? Because bal chayv mu'uchor, shekodem v'gova, ma shegova gova. Like the second bal chayv, meaning for your second erchin here, really you're supposed to pay the first one first. And if the second one comes and grabs it away, he has no right to grab it. But if he does take it, or if it is paid up, whatever is paid up is called paid up. So therefore, when you rent to pay the second one, like you can't say all five shkolim should be mishubed for the second one. Because at the time when you're paying up the second one, really the chi for you to pay up the first one. You should have paid all five as mishubed to the first one. Just the locher is, if you pay the second one, whatever you pay yotza. So therefore, b'idna the yoyev lishni, at the time when you pay the second one, mishabed l'rishayna, all your money really was mishubed to the first one. So therefore, like when you pay the second one, you can't say you're not yotzecheh, according to Rabbanin, should have to give, like, all five. Because at that time, you're not meshubah at all to pay the second one. You're meshubah to give everything to the first one. Just whatever you paid for the second one, you yotza. And then, bidna the yerv rishonim, when you go back to pay to the first one, sulesla, you don't have anything. You only have one left. So you're mekayim yichayiv. So in such a case, even according to the rabbanon, you're mekayim yichayiv. Because when you get around to paying your first one, you only have one tilla left. So therefore, you yotza. What's going to be, though,